I am full on Brit, yes.
Yeah. I'm telling you, it's like, but it sounded like in a little clip I heard was you sound like a Russian guy.
Actually, funny story. I did one of those 23andMe, you know, the DNA kind of test things, and literally came back 99.9% British. There was no kind of that. There was no other aspect.
You know how you have like 8%, you know, Native American Indian. You have Chinese at 4%, whatever. Yeah, you were 99.9.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like exotic and, you know, maybe a bit of Scandinavian, Eastern Europe. European.
Right.
Nope. You're
so
literally,
you had the big pie chart. It says 99.9% Brit, and the other 1% was Irish
not,
whiskey.
No, not 0.1% idiot.
Yeah, 1% idiot. There you go. Hey, Ronnie, good to see you. It's been a minute.
You too.
I hope you're well. I was so super stoked when I heard some stuff. And, you know, first of all, let's hip people to you have been in the Cayman Islands now for a number of years, and you've had your hands in a variety of different things. How did you get rang up to be an extra in one of these movies, and how did it all go down? If you can explain with us.
Well, local legend Badir Awe, he basically called me up and he was like, listen, we need people down for these extras role and stuff like that. And I was actually really busy at the time, so I said, I don't know if I can. But anyhow, long story short, we made it down. And they were asking for roles as EMTs, like imagine.
To be an extra, like as an ambulance guy, right?
Yeah. You know, it was like, you know, just went down, there's something different to do.
Yeah.
So he did. And then, so I read the line and they're like, Do you fight or like work out and stuff like
actually,
that?
taking a look at Ronnie, by the way, and we're gonna snap a pic and throw it up on our social as well. I mean, you're ripped. You got like this 8-pack going on. You own a gym and everything. It's like, hi. Do you work out? Do you fight?
Yeah,
I've been known to get in a few fights.
Fight, sleep. That's about all I do these days. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
But anyway, long story short, they were like, "Can you come back next week? We've got something potentially that you might be good for." So I did, and. I'd been learning Russian for a little while, like a few years on and off and stuff like that. And they were like, oh, you speak Russian? I was like, very small.
Yeah.
Or Molinsky.
Yeah.
And they said, oh, so we've got this role. It's this gangster with, you know, metal teeth and all this kind of stuff. And you have to fight, you know, Ron Perlman. I'm like,
legendary actor Ron Perlman. He's been in hundreds of movies.
Hellboy, Vincent from Beast.
Right.
Beauty and the Beast.
Yeah.
You know, Claire from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like a little, the initial idea of it was like, me? You want me?
Yeah, right.
You know, there was that whole imposter syndrome aspect.
Of course.
But, you know, a few tequilas later.
So they gave you a line. They said, we want you to fight Ron Perlman in a key scene and an action scene here in this movie. And you prepared for it. You were working out, getting ready, or doing all the different things for it. And then you kept practicing the line over and over again. I'm not going to ask you for the line yet. But the was it the only line you have in the movie?
No. There's the sequence that we have in the film is like, it's about 3.5 minutes. There's a lot more dialogue.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of dialogue. We actually chat to each other in Russian / Ukrainian.
Yeah.
So, that's not just that one line. And we're actually doing it. That's the English part.
Yeah.
We actually speak to each other in Ukrainian in the film.
Really?
Yeah. So my friend Olga Kovtun, she actually came and helped us because we were learning Russian.
Yeah.
But then the script is like it's Ukrainian. So
yeah.
It's a bit different.
Yeah.
So Olga literally came in. Like the day before, sat down with me and Ron for a few hours.
And did a crash course.
Did a crash course, yeah, pretty much.
Wow, that is wild. So you're getting ready and you're doing this. By the way, what was the production like behind the scenes? Everywhere extras that I know that were doing these movies, whether it be that one or the Nicolas Cage movie, said being an extra is a lot of fun, but it's a lot of sitting around.
Yeah, I think that's the same for like the aspect of the actors and anyone on the crew, apart from the ones that are prepping stuff and getting ready for the next scene. You know, the people that do all the stuff behind the scenes, like wardrobe, location, scouting, like lighting, man, those guys are like just unbelievable because they don't have a minute to stop and they get everything placed so that all the guys have been sat on their butts for like that time can then come and do what they got to do.
Hey,
so
where did you film the majority of this movie? It's called The Baker, right? The one with Ron Perlman. Where was the majority of the shots here on island? If you can give us some of the locations.
There was lots of locations, to be honest with you. They're shot over in West Bay. They're shot over in the Kempton, they're shot in the car park. The Kempton, they're shot at Lily's. They're shot everywhere. Everywhere you could kind of get, like, because you're trying to make it look Southern Florida area. You know?
Right.
They're very ambiguous
like
about
Miami
where
it's... Like Miami nightclub kind of stuff.
Yeah. So it's very kind of ambiguous about where it's set.
Yeah.
But I think that's because, as beautiful as Cayman is, it's limited for, like, you know, lots and lots of locations.
Yeah, 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 right. There's no mountains or none of that stuff. All right, so as they're filming this movie, The Baker, have they given you an idea when The Baker's going to be coming out and us being able to see you? And I can't wait, by the way, to hear this line in a sec. But where is the when is The Baker coming out? Have they given you any indication whatsoever? Are they close to even finishing this?
I am but a lowly kind of... On the food chain of things, right. I know nothing. But okay. I think they're going to pretty much... It'll definitely be this year.
Did they make you sign an NDA on this, too?
We did sign an NDA as well.
Really? So they're going to hammer you for $1 million if you end up dropping some details here on this radio station.
Good luck with that. I'd better be pesos because I'm not.
I love it. So I'm of the opinion they're going to release it this year. From what I heard, they wrapped up a lot of the post-production.
Yeah, right. So that I know. It's in the can now. The picture's locked. They've done like the post-production on it, but I have no idea in regards to...
I think it would be big, and I'm just throwing it out here, and literally we know our competitor listens up the street. They're going to try and steal this, I promise. I want to do a premiere of this, a Cayman Islands premiere. Mm-hmm. Let's get our buddies over there at Commander Bay Cinemas and get that VIP cinema, and we do the first showing here and have like a red carpet and make a nice big deal about it with all the extras that were in it.
That'd be awesome.
You know what I'm saying? I think that'd be big, because we know so many people that were extras in that particular movie. That'd be a lot of fun, man. We'd do something like that and do a first showing of it here. Wouldn't that be great?
No, that'd be very, very cool, man.
So what do you think about the future of movies over the Cayman Islands in about 30 seconds here before I let you go?
I think it's... a brilliant industry that's kind of came in. Cayman has its set ways, you know, a lot of law, a lot of finance. There's all kinds of different things, but a film industry has never been one. And for this to come in and bring work to local people and give people something different to dip their toes in and get experience from, I think it's amazing.
Yeah, Kenneth Bryant was in studio, and that's one of the things he had said. He says, we're bringing more of these Hollywood folks back down on Ireland because it produces more jobs, it's better for the economy. These guys spend money on hotel rooms, mm-hmm. They go on excursions, they buy meals every day.
Yep.
They pay for local catering, right? They do all this stuff. So I think it's big. Tell us about the line. They ask you the one line that is, and by the way, I know you have an NDA, so now is Hart even asked this question?
I was only kidding about the NDA.
Okay. listen, did Ron Perlman kill you off in the movie, yes or no?
No comment.
Ah, I knew it. Come on, Ronnie.
It'll ruin it for people otherwise.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and if there's a sequel.
Wait a minute.
If there's a sequel.
Wait a minute. Do you kill him in the movie?
No comment.
Oh, my gosh. All right, now we got to go see this. It's called The Baker. It's going to be out coming up soon. Will, our local buddy here, Ronnie Hughes, now I didn't even think about that. Maybe Ronnie Hughes' character killed Ron Perlman. And wait, now I'm thinking about it because I heard there was a morgue scene and then he got shot and then the EMTs. And I don't know. Now I'm putting my own stuff together here. So what line did they have you use? And by the way, keep in mind, you are a 99.9% Brit, according to 20Fee and me. Tell me real quick, what line did they have you say? And then you practice this over and over again. Then nail it for us.
There's actually the funny story behind it is that's just like a small part they made me do for this like little clip video behind the scenes.
Yeah.
That was easy. It was the rest of the stuff like learning the Ukrainian that was a nightmare.
Wow.
And a little tidbit for you. When me and Ron were on set, like I was a little bit nervous, you know, doing the whole scene thing like that. He literally took me to the back of the bar and like made me drink like about 3 shots of tequila.
Oh, of course he did.
So we kept on screwing up our lines.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, do a couple belts, you'll feel better. Hey, so what was the line about, if somebody got, listen, I'm going to kill you.
I will not kill you for money, I'll kill you because it's my duty.
Yeah.
Now, it's funny because it's like being Northern, we really pronounce our vowels.
Yeah.
So it's like sounds like duty.
Yeah, duty. Yeah, right.
Duty.
So the scene, by the way, if you want to check it out, I threw up the scene, the video and everything on our social media. You can see exactly what Ronnie Hughes is talking about here with Ron Perlman. I think Ron was pointing a gun at you at the time. Did you have a gun in your hand or you guys were fighting? I can't remember about the scene. Nah. The scene, or do you remember? Was it a fist fight and that's it?
It's a hell of a fight. I've seen the fight.
Yeah.
And it's a very, very, by all... Like the French guys that choreographed it and put it together, they were off this. They were off the charts.
Wow.
They're just amazing.
That's great.
Yeah. So
did you kick his ass? Yeah. Come on, Ronnie.
Comment. No comment. Though. Come
Ronnie,
on, man.
You're
come on.
Killing me. It's 8:31. I got to sneak on out of here. But one more time, in the accent that you used, if you can do it here, I mean, it's look like you did it 1,000 times and probably 50 takes on scene. Can you do for us here on Gold? And keep in mind, I'm going to snip this for a little promo too for later. Go ahead,
Dr. Doug.
Yes.
I will not kill you for money, but I will kill you because it is my duty.
Wow, all right. I've got goosebumps and I'm scared now.
That's for Daniel.
Yeah. I love it. By the way, ironically, you were doing Ukraine and Russia, and now you're watching the news and all the crazy stuff going on there right now.
It's thoughts pretty, of the people of that.
Yeah, our thoughts and prayers definitely are those with in Ukraine. Ronnie, best of luck. It's good to see
your face. You too, brother.
By the way, I said, I want Ronnie to start now that I'm feeling a little bit better and got out of surgery and everything. I got to be honest with you. I said, I want Ronnie Hughes to train me. The people next door said, Ronnie will kill you in 6 days. and then he'll speak Russian to you and Ukrainian to you after he steps over your dead body.
One comment on that.
Yeah.
Remember, it's not my exercise that kill you. It's your lack of exercise.
Good call. It's my duty. Ronnie Hughes, everybody. Legend. You can check out that video, too, by the way, on our social media page.